Well, because the fitness centers were closed, it was hard to exercise. We started walking quite a bit. I think you know that the Netherlands, a lot of people cycle. To give you an example, we have about 1,700 students. And on an average day, there are 1,600 bikes. So that's quite a lot. But if you start biking every day, you know, and in a small village like we live in now, you know, every street after a week. So we started to walk a little bit, my husband and I. I must say, I've always hated walking. I'm much more, you know, into biking. But I think it's a good idea, you know, to keep on walking, because I think it's good for your whole body, you know. Hopefully we keep doing that once we come out of a lockdown, I hope. I hated to walk, and my husband always loved his walking. I started to join him, and yeah, I must say I prefer my bike, but it's another good option, I think. It's mostly in the village or the surrounding villages, the areas where we actually could walk, like, well, we can't talk really about woods or forests here in the Netherlands. They tend to get so crowded because the beaches and the woods and the forests are the only places you could go. So if you want to go to Rotterdam, for example, and there's a huge park, if you want to walk there, they close down the park because there's so many people. So it's much better to stay closer to home and do your walking, you know, in the area.
I don't know, I've gotten probably more time to practice piano and guitar and things like that. To work on pieces of music a lot was hard, especially at the start of the lockdown, to kind of keep the motivation going. For some reason, myself and a lot of musicians anyways, found that what you thought would have been a kind of a great creative opportunity wasn't really. Yeah, it's helped me, I suppose, get into a routine, which is easier said than done. But I kind of getting an early start in the day, working in the morning and early afternoon and finishing on that, whereas before it would have been quite chaotic in terms of a timetable. So I think when I go back, I'll try to keep to that and limit the late nights, although it kind of comes with the trade.
There was a party, graduation party, that the guests came in little groups. So that was the only party during the summer, and we met outdoors. They started in the morning and went through the whole day. So the young girl graduating got meet all the family and friends during the day. I met same age woman. There were one couple at the same time as we were drinking coffee there. And they have a very nice idea, because she's professionally a teacher of making exercise and yoga and gym. And she was planning to how to continue during this time, because there's no live courses and we are living in different cities. And she asked me that if I would be interested to join the gym club online. It has now continued for a year. I joined then at the summertime, and every Wednesday evening, there's a group of female, different age people from all around Finland gathering together. First, there's a chat moment, and then we do the little exercise for an hour. And afterwards, we can also stay and change thoughts of life and how everybody are, and are we well, and what we can do and what we cannot. Now, meeting those people every week, they really feel like a group of friends, even though I never have met them. And it has felt really nice to do that online and also live, because we see each other and get instructions and hear how we are and share the feelings of these very special times.
I have friends who ended up taking puzzles, who ended up taking drawing. For me, even before the intense lockdown began, I did a lot of sports. But as the lockdown intensified, I didn't have a lot more to do. So I intensified more on the playing, the running, the keeping fit part, because that's another thing that was positive from the whole situation, is that a lot of the focus turned to being healthy, just taking care of yourself. And I really felt that in the conversations I was having with my colleagues, that some focus had shifted from earning enough money, from having a good quality of life and whatever, to just being healthy, just maintaining a routine, doing enough exercise. So yeah, sport is something that I kind of took a notch up. And luckily I live by the river. So the river is a few minutes walk the other way, and I can go out in the open in the morning, and it's really liberating. You know, when the whole COVID pandemic started, we were so focused on the negatives, the death rate and how many infections happened and what countries were closed and how economies were collapsing. I think through time, we have learned to see the silver lining in things. Because, you know, at the end, you can only deal with so much negative information. You got to have one good news every day just to keep your sanity alive. And I think as the pandemic progressed, we more and more saw that we were craving for good news.